Let's zoom out from the individual company stories and talk about what the convergence of all these threads actually implies for the physical and economic landscape of cities. Because if Uber's COO is right even directionally, if car ownership does decline significantly over the next two decades, the second-order effects are staggering in a way that I don't think has fully entered the public conversation.
Start with parking. American cities have an estimated 800 million parking spaces, roughly three spaces for every registered vehicle. Those spaces occupy an enormous percentage of urban land, often in the most valuable parts of cities. If car ownership declines by, say, 30 to 40% over 20 years in dense urban areas, what happens to parking garages? They're already being designed for conversion in some cities. There are mixed-use residential buildings going up in Chicago and Seattle right now that were parking structures 5 years ago. That trend accelerates dramatically in an AV-heavy future.
Real estate is just one dimension. The auto industry directly employs about 8 million people in the United States when you include dealers, mechanics, parts manufacturers, and assembly workers. A decline in personal vehicle ownership of the magnitude McDonald is describing would put structural pressure on all of those categories. Not immediately, not catastrophically, but persistently over the same 15 to 20-year window. The political economy of that transition is going to be enormously complicated, particularly in states like Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, where automotive employment is still a significant share of the industrial base.
The insurance industry is another sector that doesn't come up enough in these conversations. Personal auto insurance is a roughly $300 billion annual market in the United States. If liability in an AV world shifts from the individual owner to the vehicle manufacturer or the platform operator, which is the direction the legal consensus is moving, that market doesn't disappear, but it transforms completely. Personal auto policies become product liability coverage. That's a completely different business model for insurance companies.
And then there's the question of who captures the economic value of all those reclaimed hours. The average American spends about 273 hours a year driving. In an AV world, that becomes productive or leisure time. Some of that value will be captured by the AV platforms through in-vehicle advertising, entertainment subscriptions, or productivity services. Some of it will diffuse to workers who become more productive during their commutes. The distribution of that reclaimed time value is actually one of the more interesting economic questions of the next decade, and almost no one is seriously modeling it yet.
I want to add one more dimension, which is the Global South angle. The AV revolution, as currently envisioned by Uber, Waymo, and Renesas, is being built for dense, well-mapped urban environments with reliable wireless connectivity and clear road markings. Lagos, Cairo, Mumbai, and Nairobi, cities that are growing faster than any city in the developed world, have urban environments that are dramatically harder for current AV systems to navigate. The risk is that the AV transition creates a two-tier global mobility system. Wealthy, planned cities get autonomous fleets that reduce costs and improve safety, while the cities with the greatest transportation needs and the least infrastructure remain dependent on human drivers for much longer.
That's a point that doesn't get nearly enough attention in the American and European press coverage of AV technology. The companies making these investments are rationally focused on the markets where the technology works today and where the regulatory environment is navigable. But the humanitarian case for autonomous mobility, reduced traffic fatalities, lower transportation costs for low-income workers is strongest in places where the technology is furthest from deployment. That gap between where AV tech is needed most and where it's being built first is a real tension in this story.